Kwesi, it really is a fact. I mean, only a tiny fraction of all the goods in the world are made in Africa, just over 1%. That's compared with about 40% of goods that are manufactured in Asia. I'm quoting UN figures there. Let me give you an example, Kwesi. If you look at the label inside a T-shirt, it will usually say made in China or made in Bangladesh. You don't often see made in Sierra Leone.
I don't know.
Now, that's because over a number of decades, Asian countries like the ones I've just mentioned, but also Vietnam and Taiwan, for example, have made efforts to become a low-cost manufacturing hub for the world. So by that, what I mean is they've encouraged foreign investors to set up factories in their countries, and they've grown their workforce as a result. Now, in contrast, African economies have traditionally built their economies on their natural resources.
So what's behind the drive to manufacture?
Well, it's simple. In order to manufacture goods, you need factories and you need people to work in those factories. So a large manufacturing sector is seen by many economic experts as the key to securing jobs. I mean, jobs are what's needed on the continent if you have booming populations, and those populations need to be supported. Many of the fastest growing economies in the world can be found on the continent. I'm talking about countries like Rwanda, Ivory Coast and Ethiopia. And that's the theme of this IMF meeting, the idea that Africa is rising. But that rising narrative, that's mostly based on big multinational companies taking natural resources like oil. Nigeria, Kwesi, is the classic example. It has the biggest economy on the continent, but nearly a quarter of the population is unemployed. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the oil sector, that doesn't employ local people. So in the short term, economies grow as a result of these valuable commodities. But many African countries have very young populations, which are growing. So mass unemployment means people often aren't getting richer or enjoying a better quality of life. You asked what's behind the drive. There are other factors as well, Kwesi. Traditionally, companies have set themselves up in Asia because they want to save costs. Now, they see opportunities in Africa because they can pay lower wages, plus there is a huge available workforce.
Let's condense this. There must be some good stories somewhere. So what is happening?
I'm glad you asked me, Kwesi. That's a good question. Well, the rising star on the continent at the moment is Ethiopia. I mean, the country has developed a reputation as a very good place for setting up textile factories. Huge companies like Tesco or H&M, that's one of the world's largest clothing firms, they're setting up factories in Ethiopia. And Ethiopia's success has a lot to do with government policies. Ministers are setting a goal of reaching middle income status within the next decade, so they're attracting foreign investors.